Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Strong indications today that another indictment could come soon against former President Trump. CBS's Scott McFarland says Trump received a target letter from the Justice Department in the Capitol attack and election interference investigation.
Former president put the news out himself, accusing the target letter and the special counsel of being a Biden administration overreach, a political targeting of Donald Trump.
And in Florida, CBS's Christian Benavides is covering a court hearing that happens soon in the classified documents case against Trump.
What's at issue today? At issue is a 1980 law known as the Classified Information Procedures Act, which covers how a classified evidence can be used in trial, essentially balancing national security concerns on the one hand and the defendant's due process on the other hand. We could also get a sense on when this trial could actually start.
An American soldier is in North Korea. It's believed he's detained there after willingly crossing the border from South Korea. CBS's David Martin has more on the story of Private Second Class Travis King, who had been the subject of U.S. disciplinary action.
He had been serving time in the brig and was being escorted to a plane and then somehow managed to make his way back out of the air terminal and then up to the DMZ and attach himself to a group of tourists. And at some point, he just managed to dash across the line.
Dangerously hot times from Phoenix to tourist haven Las Vegas.
I'm in from Nashville, Tennessee, visiting Vegas, and it is hot as hell here. Woo, I tell you.
Triple-digit heat for yet another day, and as CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports from California, it's a test for the power grid.
Residents here in California are being urged to conserve their air conditioning use and to keep their thermostats set at 78 degrees to help avoid a potential blackout.
There's an investigation after the ride accident at a festival in Antioch, Illinois, that sent a 10-year-old boy to the hospital with serious injuries. The ride, called Moby Dick, has been shut down. The child's grandmother says,
"It's unacceptable. It's supposed to be a fun place, a great place for kids. And honestly, I don't think I would ever want a child to be on a ride like that again."
A former player has filed the first lawsuit in the fallout from the hazing scandal at Northwestern University. Former head football coach Pat Fitzgerald is among those named. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 310 points, NASDAQ up 66, S&P up 20. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ray Maliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, July 19th. In Wood County, the Local Emergency Planning Committee will meet at 1 at the Courthouse EOC. The McMillan Memorial Library Board of Trustees will meet at 5 at the McCourt Conference Room at the library. The Central Wisconsin State Fair Subcommittee will meet at 7 p.m. at the Hewitt Village Hall. In Portage County, the Healthcare Center Committee will meet at 5 p.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. In Adams County, the Housing Authority will meet from 2:30 to 3:30 at 350 East Liberty Street in Adams. The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters are back at the ballpark tonight after a day off yesterday. The now 7-7 Rafters will take on the Madison Mallards the next two nights. Tonight, they play at Witter Field at 6:05. Tomorrow, they head to Madison to take on the Mallards on their home field at Warner Park. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 80. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows level off around 55. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 83. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 76.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm going to keep talking.
Yeah, is there... what is this... I can't call myself. I want to do two phone calls and compare the audio quality. If I put this one on, no, if you hang up, that's going to cut out. What number came up on your phone?
844-967-2779. Which if you call that now, it'll go to the other phone.
Correct.
Give me a second. Let me find a local one.
Okay.
God damn it. You and your stupid block number are ruining it.
What?
You and your stupid block number are ruining it.
I don't know why that is. Will it be easier to reprogram what the studio connects to here and let Crute dial into the one receiver that he knows?
Yeah, we have to get rid of the access one. We have to tell the access, we have to tell the BrickLink in the HQ to stop automatically connecting to the access unit so he can connect to the access unit and Dom can just fucking come in on Zoom.
I don't care about Dom's right now. That's fine. But, and then we can tell the HQ one to dial the one that you're going to reprogram here.
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay. Seems like that.
We don't need the HQ right now.
Right, because we have barracks coming from here.
But downstream for XCO and fucking...
But do we even need that anymore?
No, they can go to A.
I mean, we already have.
So they've been there since noon. And so, as he likes to remind me, they are not paper tickets. They are electronic tickets. Luke has a pair.
It's not the barracks?
Wait. Yes, it is. Is that the access unit right now?
I don't know. It says Madison Board LR.
Which one is access? Is it one that says access?
There's one that says access unit. That's
bring
down.
That one up.
Nothing there. Nothing there.
Let me finish this one thing first.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Fucking.
I was just asking if it was easier to keep Crudy on the one that he knows how to connect to. That's
yes,
all.
That's what I plan on doing.
Okay. All right. Great.
All right. Try 414.
Stand by. Stand by. Stand by. 414.
755.
755.
0490.
0490. Turns out that works. Okay, here I am.
Okay, here I am talking. Yes, there I am.
Holding it.
Holding it.
Locking it.
Locking it.
Locked it in.
Locked it in.
Now I need to call you.
Now I need to call you. Are you going to call that number?
Stupid number.
Okay.
Okay, call the stupid number.
It's stupid.
Stupid.
It's stupid.
It's stupid and you guys suck. And I don't want to talk on your stupid show.
Check, check.
Check, 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 check.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
There you are.
There you are. Caller number two.
Hi, caller two.
Hi, caller two.
Are you able to hear? I want to talk on the phone. I want to talk on the phone with people. Yeah, I can hear you talking your stupid opinions.
Second line doesn't sound very good.
Well, that's the thing, is that we want it to sound better.
Oh, it's all mushy. It's
like, I wish it wasn't mushy. It's like a fart coming out of a...
It sounds like a fart coming out of a hole.
Check.
I can't peek it.
So
that's good.
Check.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Now you scream.
Now you scream in the ears once.
Ah!
Okay.
All right. This is fucking bullshit.
God, I hope this is on the air.
High pass filter.
Let's see, 155 hertz.
That doesn't
appear to be doing anything. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
All right. And then 123. Okay, that doesn't matter at all. One third at 522. One third. Where the hell do I...
One third octave.
Where do I get to one third octave? There we go.
One third
at 522. Why we picked that frequency, I don't know, but whatever. And it's at 3.8 negative. Okay. And then three quarter octave at
or no.
One sixth octave at 333. One sixth octave at 3.33
or whatever
at 2.9.
Okay.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Pittsville Area Community Theater is going big in their return to the stage this summer with the most famous murder mystery of all time, Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. The show boasts intrigue, deception, romance, and Broadway-caliber comedy to spice up the summer. Performances will be taking place at the Pittsville Auditorium, 5459 Elementary Avenue in Pittsville, on Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, July 16th at 2:30 p.m. Tickets can be purchased in advance online at eventbrite.com for $12 and same day at the door for $15.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
4 degrees.
I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach on the board today. And we are talking to Dr. Kristen Lyerly because it is that time of the week when we do public cervix announcement. And we actually have a caller having a question. Mark from the SAC, what is your question for the doctor?
Well, it's not really a question, but I really appreciate the discussion here that I had a human sexuality class way back when. This is back in the late 70s when I was in college, and I learned all the lady parts, and that because I figured, if I'm going to be engaged with women, that I should actually know what's going on rather than just being ignorant about it. And I think it would be a far better world if we introduced young women and young men, and at some point in school, with comprehensive sex education, because I think we'd have far fewer issues when it comes to, unwanted pregnancies and people wouldn't be so uptight about stuff. It just amazes me how we're backsliding here. And I smile every time I hear the public cervix announcement.
That's the goal.
Winners and Republicans, but I really appreciate it. And thanks so much for what you're doing here. And I appreciate you coming on and, trying to educate people, because it's something that, unfortunately, Republicans seem to be diseducating people these days.
Well, thanks for the call, Mark. I'm sure that sexuality class served you well in life in more ways than one. I would say, to this day, one of my favorite courses in college was the evolution of human sexuality that took like an evolutionary biology look at all of the things that we do as humans, from marriage to mating to child like rearing and all of the different things, and looked at primates, but also looked at like different kinds of societies, whether it was agriculture or hunting and gathering. It was fascinating. And you can still, I think you can buy the book. It was by Malcolm Potts, and it's called Ever Since Adam and Eve. That was our reader. But Ever Since Adam and Eve, The Evolution of Human Sexuality. Can't recommend it enough. It is fascinating, and I am biased because I did work as like a sex health educator for a little while, so I find this stuff fascinating. I know some people blush, but I think it's very important. So I am very happy that you are here, Dr. Lyerly, every week for us to talk about it in a mature, informative way.
Me too. And, you know, as long as we're giving book recommendations, and Mark, thank you for the call and your thoughtful comments. There is a book called The Guide to Getting It On. And it is like the...
I had that book. I had that book at 17. So this obviously was an interest that started early.
Yeah. It's a great book. And it explains all of the things, all of the questions that you have that you didn't know the answers to. They're in this book. And it really teaches you how to... I mean, most of us at some point in our lives have some sort of sexual contact. Mm-hmm. It teaches you how to do it well and in a healthy way. And man, if everybody had the strength to ask those questions and to, it's just so hard. It's so hard to talk about these things, but the book is a great way to get that information without having to, you know, ask another person. So The Guide to Getting It On, highly recommended.
It's also thicker than any dictionary you own, I promise.
No.
It is a thick, informative, well-researched book.
No comment.
It is like, it's...
And easy to read. And you can just read it in chapters. Like if there's a certain thing you're interested in, like go to the index, read it. It takes like a minute and then you're like, good.
Got it. All right. Well, we only have a couple minutes left. Which of the two new, the drug for Alzheimer's or the over-the-counter birth control that just got approved, which one should we touch on before we got to let you go?
Oh, Kristen, the pill. Let's talk about the pill because this is such a big deal. Yeah. So, you know, birth control pills have been around since 1960. So for a long time, we have been trying to get some sort of a pill over the counter for a very long time. Almost 100 other countries have an over-the-counter pill option. And we, in January or February, somewhere early next year, are going to have one too. It's the oat pill. We talked about this in the past. The oat pill.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that just happened this morning, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the notification just came in this morning. This has been a long time coming, and we knew it had unanimous approval from a pre-FDA board a couple months ago. So we've known that this has been on its way, and it is finally here. And it couldn't come at a better time because, you know, now in the post-Dobbs era, although Republicans want to paint all of us as irresponsible people who just get pregnant and use abortions as birth control, those of us who can get pregnant know that that doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah,
it's not the truth. So this is the game changer because there are a lot of barriers to receiving, to being able to access contraception. And one is you can't afford healthcare.
Yeah.
So if you can get this over the counter, if it's affordable and available, then people are going to use it. And there is no age restriction on the oat pill. So 15, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, people younger than 18 are having unprotected sex. Mm-hmm. They're going to be able to get this medication too.
Anything else people should, so January is, it's not going to be available this year, but that's looking like January. Anything else people should know if they are thinking that this would be their chosen form of birth control?
Uh-huh. This is not the pill that we typically think of. So when we think of the pill here in the United States, we think of an estrogen progestin combination birth control pill. This is just the progestin. So it's the mini pill. For those of you who have breastfed, you may be familiar with the mini pill. It's a little pickier. It works by thickening cervical mucus and by preventing ovulation. So this does not cause an abortion. It prevents pregnancy. It's a little pickier because you have to take it at the same time every day. So you'll have to set an alarm on your phone or just if you have a regular routine, that makes it a lot easier. The risk of failure is a little bit higher than with the combination contraception pills. So again, using a second method is not a bad idea, like a condom for a second method. That also helps to prevent sexually transmitted infections. So that's always strongly recommended. But overall, it is a very effective form of birth control. And we in the OBGYN community, I would have to say, as a community of women, are thrilled
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 80. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows level off around 55. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 83. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 76.
As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are rounding out this Friday with our final guest, who I'm very welcoming back. We had Jacob Resnick, investigative reporter for Wisconsin Watch, on earlier this year when we were talking about the cryptocurrency mine up in, I am now blanking on which city it was in.
Park Falls.
Yes. But now we have you back because this headline caught my eye this week of your most recent story for Wisconsin Watch with the headline, Wisconsin Billionaires Quietly Bankroll Effort to Shrink State's Social Safety Net. You don't say. Well, you know what? I think we all knew that the Republican lawmakers have been trying to squash our social safety net. What seems more breaking news from your report is who is behind that, who is funding it, who would like to see that happen, not just in Wisconsin, but across the country. And so I guess let's not bury the lead. What is the Foundation for Government Accountability and the Opportunity Solutions Project?
Right. Well, FGA is part of the State Policy Network.
Okay.
And there, which is this kind of sprawling, overarching, conservative network of foundations that have a very strong legislative agenda across the country, of course, federally and in state houses. And they have presence in pretty much all 50 states. FGA is one of the Florida affiliates. In Wisconsin, we know like the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, mm-hmm. Badger Institute, these kinds of activist law firms and think tanks are in Wisconsin. But FGA is based in Florida, but they've branched out. And so now they've got lobbyists pretty much in almost every state house. They've got three retained lobbyists in Wisconsin, two of which are in state. They've got staff here. And I think they've got about 115 staff members across the country. And they're bankrolled by tens of millions of dollars from Bradley Foundation in Milwaukee. And also Liz and Dick Uline, who, you know, were also very active in, for example, the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And they also get money from other foundations that also fund things like ALEC, who do the model legislation around the country, mm-hmm. who's big as well. And, you know, so that's basically who they are. Opportunity Solutions Network is their lobbying arm because nonprofits, which are 501c3, are very limited on how much direct lobbying they can do. So they have like a branch, which is a 501c4. Which is also a black hole for where the funding comes, but they share office space. I've got, you know, the business card from the communications director, who's a former comms guy for the state legislature.
Adam Gibbs.
And he has FGA, but then when he testifies, when he does his lobbying, he says, well, I'm actually a visiting fellow for Opportunity Solutions Network. And this is something that actually it's a problem on across the political spectrum, across the ideological spectrum, and it's not something that the IRS is just not enforcing.
So that was going to be my question, because I do want to get to the intentions behind, you know, some of the bills that this group has been behind. But the secrecy around their funding, how they're allowed to kind of coexist and have a separation, wink wink, between their lobbying division and their nonprofit division. Unfortunately, that is something that is happening also with left groups as well, right? Mm-hmm. As far as, yeah, when we think about some of the really big donors and how donor tables and funding kind of happens when it comes to politics. Like, it's murky across the board, is my understanding.
Yeah, it is. And there was a Supreme Court case in the last year or so that basically codified the fact that nonprofits don't have to disclose their donors. And, you know, and, you know, environmental groups like Sierra Club, for example, the early policy came, I think, during the civil rights era when a deep South state, I forget which one it was, I think it might have been Alabama, tried to subpoena for the list for the NAACP and, you know, to try to find who the civil rights activists were in their state, you know, and there was like, there's real privacy concerns. So I mean, this is going back and forth about like donor concerns, the rights of, you know, the rights of affiliations and things like that. But that legal argument has now morphed to allow, you know, super mega donors to hide their money in very politically active foundations like FGA.
Yeah. And so you said it in the article and you said it just now, but because you said part of the reason why getting away with it is because of the underfunding, understaffed nature of the IRS right now. So technically, some of the things they're doing, they shouldn't be doing, because if the IRS was funded and staffed, they would be catching them?
And make it a priority as well.
Okay. Well, that's great. Yeah. Great. But those 80,000 IRS agents are coming to get you. So good thing we stripped that from happening.
What a relief.
So to back up a little bit, because we in Wisconsin, and I want to get to some of the bills that they've backed and been behind, but because we have Tony Evers, we have split government, they've been less effective here. So in some of the other states where there's not split government, what are some of the other examples where FGA has been behind bills that maybe some of the bills that have made national news?
Well, they were successful in, I think, in Arkansas to loosen child labor protections, for example. There is also in South Dakota as well. It's still in the Missouri House right now. It hasn't gone that far. They've been also very active in election laws in Wisconsin and also in other states about trying to increase voter ID kind of things and different checks. There was an idea of having two different voter rolls here in Wisconsin. One, so if you're taken off the voter roll, you'd be like permanently purged. And so then clerks would actually have two rolls, like, oh, it used to be. And, you know, they pushed that idea that was considered problematic by the nonpartisan clerks in Wisconsin. They're also very against Medicare expansion. Medicaid expansion. One of the initiatives that they pushed against was automatic re-enrolling in Medicaid, so that you would, you know, if you're eligible for Medicaid, you have to proactively like go to your state government website. Anyone's ever had to try to access benefits in Wisconsin or other states, it's usually not that simple. And so the argument goes, people who are, you know, already have enough problems and are living on the crack, that might not have the means or the education or the time or the wherewithal to do that kind of thing. So they'll just fall for the wayside. I mean, they're very ideologically driven that the state social net is holding people back. And this argument that having unemployment insurance keeps people on the couch. That was an argument that was put forward a lot during the pandemic when there was extra federal, the PUA came through and there was extra money and it was also extended. Although, you know, after the smoke cleared, I was just looking back at the research and found that the worker disincentive kind of scare stories was not borne out in the data. PUA did not keep people from returning to the workplace because there were some states
that
actually.
Can you say that again? Just so, because I feel like it's worth repeating. What did the data say?
That the expanded unemployment insurance benefits were not keeping people out of the workplace. It was other factors, and there were some states that actually said no to the extra federal pandemic money. And this is what the studies were looking. They looked at the states that said no for the money and the states that kept the money, and they didn't find much difference in their employment rates. So FGA has been pushing this for a long time. As you said earlier, there was a raft of bills, UI overhauls that Tony Evers, the governor, vetoed last session. And FGA's urging Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin have brought many of them back, these same initiatives back, and where they recently passed the legislature, and we'll see what the governor does.
And so you said it before, but just as a reminder, as far as there's certain bills like the, like you said, some of them are voting bills that we see bubble up. Some are Medicaid expansion. Some are unemployment. So there's been different bills at FGA's. Is the correct way to form, like, is it that they backed it or that they drafted it? Because like you said, ALEC, I know ALEC as an organization is someone who just like writes these state state bills and then shops them around, like some words get changed. Is that what this group is doing, or is it more just, hey, you should look at this?
No, that's interesting, because I looked for that like model legislation. There is one bill that hasn't advanced very far in this session that would rename the unemployment insurance to reemployment assistance. And that's something that Florida did like in 2012. I found South Dakota also did in like a few years later. So that, you know, it's the same idea that. But I didn't see any evidence of other like cut paste kinds of things. And when I talked to Republican lawmakers, they said, no, that we can't really, that usually doesn't work out very well because the one size fits all. But what they do and what they've been very open about is having these kind of legislative conferences and these education meetings. Well, they'll fly lawmakers, almost always Republicans from different state houses to a 2-3 day summit. The last one was in Nashville. Last December, there was one in Florida. And then they'll have them for 2 or 3 days. They give them dinner. They pay for everything. And then they just say, look, and they talk, and they talk. They get them in our room where everyone agrees with each other. And this is our agenda. And you probably have been hearing from your constituents about, you know, can't find employees, can't find workers, this worker shortage. And then they say, well, these are our solutions. And so when I talk to Republican lawmakers, they a lot of them very earnestly feel like they're responding to their constituents' concerns.
Oh, that's interesting.
But you've got groups like FGA that have the spoon, that, you know, they're spoon-fed solutions, which honestly, what we've seen, that, you know, the data and what, when you talk to experts, it doesn't comport.
We're talking to Jacob Resnick, who's an investigative reporter for Wisconsin Watch, about his newest article, Wisconsin Billionaires Quietly Bankroll Effort to Shrink State's Social Safety Net. And that's interesting what you just said, because I always think it's like, all of the data that comes out, because we're still at 2.4% unemployment, which is record unemployment for Wisconsin. We still have a bigger labor participation rate compared to most states, I think, as far as working age people. So in a lot of actual measurements, people are working in Wisconsin, and the problem becomes more like we need more people. And yet the like adherence to, there's some magical group that is just, if we could just get them back in the workforce, these things would fix. And so you're saying, like, it's actually some of these Republican lawmakers you've talked to have said it just doesn't compute, like that they believe that the latter is the truth.
Well, they'll say, my constituents call me and they say, you know, we have all these vacancies on our main streets and we don't have people. And there are real and they'll even say, and we know that there are demographic reasons for this. And you talk to DWD and they say, exactly, it's demographics, where people are aging out, leaving the workforce. Mm-hmm. People are, and then there's also other structural challenges, affordable housing, transportation, childcare, things like that, that keep people out of the workforce. But FGA and groups like those are not interested in any of those kinds of solutions. Their solution is to cut what's left of the social safety net and to force people back, you know, work or starve, basically, to put it very cut and dry.
So I guess we only have a couple minutes left, Jacob, but what kind of triggered you looking into this, as far as, in the, you know, as we said, the last thing you were looking at was crypto mines in Park Falls. So what like brought this to your attention and was like, this is worth more people knowing about?
You know, I've been kind of on a labor beat, and I'm always very interested in the unemployment insurance and like, you know, how much of that is a factor for the, you know, workforce challenges in Wisconsin. And I was in Madison when these bills came up, and I sat in the hearings and I was just really kind of impressed and kind of awestruck how quickly they were rushed through and how this organization that I had never heard of mm-hmm. had so much clout and pull and had almost backslapping, like, well, who are these guys? And I didn't know at the time when I was sitting in the hearing, but a lot of the leadership and people in the bills, the week before, they'd been there, the lawmakers had been their guests in Nashville, Tennessee for like a 2-3 day, I think it was a 2-day or 3-day summit with other lawmakers. So they had been well briefed and they already knew what they were gonna do. And so when it came down to actually have the hearing, there was very little discussion except from minority party. And so I was like, how has this happened? And that's what led me to look into FGA, who these people are and how they operate.
Well, super interesting. Thank you so much for writing the article. Thank you so much for joining us today. Jacob Resnick is an investigative reporter for Wisconsin Watch. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kristen. Bye.
All right. We'll be back after the break.
Call your local Bucktussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Monroe, Juneau, and Adams counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Jackson County, call Rhett at 715-771-3535. For Clark, Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties, call Ashley at 920-501-8717. And for Wishera and Wapaka counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
99.
Stretching those wires tight, digging and tapping and sweating in the sunshine, but I get off tonight. I got a date with a girl, a pretty rancher's daughter.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Metinair. And this might be a record for guests in a row since we've moved to the 2-hour schedule.
It's been busy. It's been great.
And we're closing out today on a very fun note. Chrissy Kluge, who is the director of the Waukesha County Fair Exec. No, why does it say exec? Waukesha County Fair, right?
Yeah, I'm the executive director.
Executive director. That's yes. Where the EX was. I was like, wait, why is there an EX in the end? Executive director, Chrissy Kluge, Waukesha County Fair. How are you?
I'm wonderful, you guys. Thank you so much, Jane and Kristen. I'm so excited to be here with WAUK right downtown Waukesha.
You were just saying that you've like walked or drove by our studio all for years and you didn't even know we were here.
Knew you were here, but not specifically on air here, right?
Oh,
so
okay.
Like, you know, everybody's got offices located in different areas. You just never know.
Yeah, absolutely. So Waukesha County Fair, July 19th, coming up. Yes. You were just saying, I was like, is this like stress time a little bit?
It is the we're in the thick of it. It's the heat of the moment. It's the calm before the storm or the chaos before the storm.
Sure. Let's
all go
of
with
it.
Yeah, let's go with all that. So we're super excited. The Waukesha County Fair is running July 19th through the 23rd. So kicking off next week, Wednesday already, everybody. It's the 181st anniversary of the Waukesha County Fair.
Wow.
Yeah. Kristen, we're the oldest county fair in the state and the largest event held right here in Waukesha County. And when we are able to say that over the 5-day fair, on average, we interact or impact over 130,000 people, it's pretty exciting to say.
That is awesome. I didn't know it. 181?
Mm-hmm.
That is wild. How long have you been the executive director or involved with the fair?
Yeah, so this is my 20th year.
Oh, my God.
In a variety of ways. So just really, really fortunate for all the experiences. And I think just like any opportunity, it's about the people.
Yeah.
And what a lot of people don't realize is the Waukesha County Fair is actually a nonprofit 501c3 organization that plans, executes, and makes the fair happen each and every year for the community at large. So when everybody sees what happens, it's a volunteer-based group. So I answer to a 15-member volunteer board of directors.
Okay.
Who work and plan year-round to help bring these great things right here to our community for everyone to come and enjoy. And let me tell you, we got some great things in store July 19th through the 23rd this year.
Okay, well, let's hear about them.
Yeah, so well, I guess let's kick this off. So when it comes to specials, next week, Wednesday, July 19th, who doesn't love a deal? And next week is July, it's National Corn Dog Day. So we have, yeah, so we're doing $3 corn dogs at the fair, but really it's pick and save day for us. And what's better way to save? So it's $3 to get in, $3 to park, and it's one ticket rides. Each ride is only $3. What a steal of a deal, right?
Yeah.
So we're calling it Triple Play Wednesday. So come on out for all the fun and be able to check out just the key components of the fair. And then there's so much that's free with your fair admission, right? So this year we have incredible special events. One of them is the Nerveless Knox Jetpack Flying Water Circus. Jane, you guys, say that 10 times fast.
Ooh. I was going to say, you've practiced. I'm intrigued. So is this like guys on jetpacks like doing acrobats in the air?
I mean, it's the similar concept. So there's going to be a big pool that's going to be installed starting on Monday. And then these acrobats, we fill the pool with water, and there's a jet ski that propels these acrobats up in the air with water power. And they go up and they do flips, tricks, and stunts in the air. So it's certainly like a must-see, must-attend opportunity. And, you know, it's with our partnership with Tom's Heating right here downtown Waukesha that we're able to bring this come together. So we're really excited for that. That certainly adds the wow factor amongst many other fair favorites and things that are to come. But yeah, so people can check that out free with your fair admission. Shows all through the day. You know, and we didn't talk about this, but the best place to find all the details is WaukeshaCountyFair.com.
Okay.
Yep. And then, of course, our social media page. But I know you guys, WAUK, you guys are super involved with a lot of things. Friday Night Live, we saw you down here.
Yeah.
So recently, June is National Dairy Month. And recently, we bring animals downtown Waukesha, start talking about the fair in June every year. The WAUK booth was right next to us.
Nice.
So I was able to see your team there, which was fantastic. And then, but let's kick it back. So July 19th, right? That's our kickoff day.
Yep.
That's that Triple Play Wednesday with special things in store. And even more special events, we have our pig, goat, and duck races that are free with your fair admission once you're on the grounds. Who doesn't love that, right, Jane?
Who's the easiest to corral of those three animals? Like, who's, you know what I mean? So it's pig, duck, goat.
Yep.
Which one actually sticks to the course and is the fastest?
So, okay, the best part, these animals, they come from an air-conditioned trailer out and through the circle, the ring, and they want to get back in the air conditioning as fast as possible.
Got it. Okay.
So I think it's kind of a race between them all. But I would say the pigs, they got that adrenaline rush behind them, so they just keep on going.
Okay.
But when you see ducks waddling and they're coming along, they go a lot faster than people realize. Which I think is the fun part
in
this stuff. So the coolest part. So this pig goat duck race group that we bring in, they're with Pleasure Valley Farms. They're actually a Wisconsin based farm celebrating 108 years as an active family farm, which is incredible. So excited to bring that. Also on Wednesday, Seeing is Believing at the 2023 Waukesha County Fair. That's our theme this year. And we are bringing it with all the things, bringing out all the steps. And so we're bringing in the Jolly Giant Stilt Walkers with us this year. So people come to the fair on Wednesday, see the Stilt Walkers, and be able to interact in all the ways. Have you seen Stilt Walkers recently?
I haven't, but I am very tall. So I recently had a friend who tagged me in a picture of a Stilt Walker and said, look, it's Kristen.
It's you. Well, maybe I think she needs to come out and like do a little competition of who's taller. I don't know. I love it. I love it. So, yeah.
So we only have a couple minutes left. So make sure I want to make sure that like everything kind of the big, what's the big headliner for the weekend as far as like the must that like, you haven't mentioned yet? Like, what do you have to see?
Yeah, so I guess when it comes to Waukesha County Fair, music is key, right? So for us, our Miller Lite main stage is certainly the everything. So again, the Waukesha County Fair presented by Impro Corporation July 19th through the 23rd. On Thursday, July 20th, we are welcoming country band Low Cash to the stage at 8 p.m. On Friday, July 21st, we're bringing 90s rock. Who doesn't love that? So we got POD and Puddle of Mud. That's also going to kick off at 8 p.m., right? Saturday, this is a biggie. So Saturday starts at 5:30, Saturday, July 22nd, and it is a 4.5-hour main stage starting at 5:30 with Winger, Warrant, and Skid Row. So if anybody likes the 80s rock, that direction, that is the night to be there. And then Sunday, we have the Love Monkeys at 2 o'clock. So Sunday, July 23rd, it's Sunday fun day. Who doesn't love it? The best days of the fair, enjoying all the sunshine, all the things. But there's great deals you can find on our website, online. There is a deal every single day. But, you know, so when it comes to family friendly, hitting all ages, we pull out all the stops and we work really hard to make it happen.
Say the website one more time.
WaukeshaCountyFair.com. It's the place to check out Seeing is Believing at the 2023 Waukesha County Fair, July 19th through the 23rd.
Jane, are you going with me?
National Corn Dog Day? Are you kidding?
I think we're going to get a corn dog.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Christy Gloogie is the executive director of the Waukesha County Fair. Good luck in the final preparations. Have so much fun. I hope for good weather.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.